Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. It is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth on a Wednesday. It is time for some lightning bets here as we get set for Game 2 of the World Series. A big slate in the NBA tonight. NFL Week 8 just a day away. We got a game tomorrow night, Thursday Night Football, with the Cardinals and the Packers coming up tomorrow night. All right, Joe, why don't you you start us off here, and we'll figure out. Erin's with us. We can't hear her right now, so she'll probably be popping up in a second. Joe, what do you got tonight?
Okay, maybe we'll get to the story if we have some time at the end. Well, maybe not. That we were just reading during the break.
We'll see what Paul thinks about this.
Yeah, we'll get his thoughts. World Series game number 2. I think this is a fascinating matchup because on the Atlanta side, you have Max Fried, who's been just a different pitcher in the second half. In the first half of the season, he had 7 wins, but also 7 losses, an ERA north of 4. And in the second half of the year, he goes 7-0 with a 1.46 ERA. And then you have the Astros, best lineup in the world against left-handed pitching. So I can't wait to see how that plays itself out. Urquidy has, going for Houston, does have some playoff experience with some success. However, this year, he was touched up. He was pulled in the second inning against Boston. So I find this game fascinating. Last night, we had the same total. It was 8.5. And we felt very lucky to get out of there with our under bet. I mean, there were a few different times it looked like that should have been cashed. Well, it's going over 8.5 tonight. I love this matchup for the total. Fried is going to be asked to log some innings too, because you had the Atlanta Braves that had to go to the bullpen early. They pitched 6 2/3 last night. And now we're going to have probably a couple of bullpen games in the series for Atlanta. So they need to save some guys. I know they're off tomorrow, but still, they don't want to tax that bullpen too much very early on in the series. This could be a long one. So I am going over 8.5. Over 8.5 with the game. I was thinking about Houston with the first 5, but Fried might just be on his game. He might pitch like the guy that we've seen in the second half of the season. So I would lean to the Braves side. I'm sorry, the Astros side, probably in the first 5 because of the lefty matchup. But I like the over 8.5 much more. So that's where I'm going. As far as some player props, Gurriel's the way to go. Left-handed pitching crushes it. Hitting 326 this year, a 394 on base, 925 OPS, 151 weighted runs created plus. So which props do we want to go with? Total bases, 1.5, over, plus 150. I like that. That one's good. RBI, I'm thinking about that one as well. He's at plus 215 to drive in a run. Plus 215 to drive in a run. So like a Gurriel, total bases, RBI, like the over in this game. And I think I'm going to put a little bit something on the first home run because it is plus 2,500. Whew. That looks good to me.
Gurriel plus 2,500, first home run?
First home run of the game. Yeah. Plus 650 for a home, just a home run in general.
He probably gets up second inning, bottom of the second innings, his first at bat, probably around there. Depending on how Dusty does the order tonight, that's pretty good. Wow, it's 25-1. All right, you got a lot of good ones there. So that you're good, right? You got them.
Yep, all in? I am good. I'm set.
Okay, we'll see if we see Aaron. We can't hear Aaron, so I'll go next, and then we'll get to Erin if she's up here. Okay, let me start with the baseball, and I've got some basketball plays for tonight coming up too. But I'll start with the baseball. I'm on the same page as Joe, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it a little more interesting on the over tonight. So okay. If you look at the alternate run total tonight, you could boost it to 9.5, and you get +122 on that. I think we're getting a bunch of runs tonight. I'm going to go over 9.5. We thought this might be at 9, the number anyway. But I think I would have taken it over 9. So I'll go over 9.5, +122 on the total runs tonight. I'm going to play the same prop I did last night with Framber Valdez. I'm going over 4.5 hits allowed for Urquidy for the Astros. Again, it doesn't mean he pitches bad, but if he's going to give them any length, he's going to give some hits. That Braves lineup is not up there to walk. Like, that's not what they do. Freeman will take some walks. That's about it. They're up there to swing the bats. Over 4.5 hits allowed for Urquidy. I'm going Austin Riley, RBI tonight, +155. So the over in the game, Urquidy over 4.5 hits allowed. Austin Riley with a run batted in. It feels like an Astros night, but I think the series will be tied when we go to Atlanta, which is probably what we all expected and wanted anyway. So that'll give us a long series. Over 9.5, Urquidy over 4.5 hits allowed. Riley +155.
What do you think this could max out? We have the same angle on the runs. We both love it. What do you think this could max out at? Because now I'm thinking about the alternate run totals. You could find, if you want to go over 12, that's at +300. Want to go over 13, +425. I could see it getting wild tonight.
Yeah.
But we could be off.
8-5? An 8-5 game wouldn't shock me?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's 13 runs. Yeah, you could boost it up. You could have some fun with that. All right, so those are my baseball plays. Let me hit two basketball plays I like tonight. I'm taking the Grizzlies +2.5 on the road against Portland. Portland's not played well so far this season. Dame looks a little off. I don't know if it's just a weird slump, if he's just not happy anymore. I don't know. New coach there with Chauncey Billups. The Grizzlies have been really good. Undefeated against the spread so far this season. They almost beat the Lakers in L.A. a couple nights ago. I really like the Grizzlies. Ja Morant's playing at an incredible level. We had our guy Jimmy Patsos compared him to AI yesterday. I'm going with the Grizzlies +2.5 on the road in Portland. Grizzlies getting the points tonight. And then I found a prop I loved. So Bam for the Heat, he has got at least 13 rebounds in every game this year. They're playing the Nets tonight. The Nets don't have a great rebounding team, right? They're a team that relies on their two scorers, and they don't have an interior presence. Bam's over-under rebounds tonight is 9.5. He's gotten 13 in every game this year. I'm taking Bam over 9.5 rebounds. So Bam over 9.5, Grizzlies +2.5, and then the baseball plays. Let's go to Jake Hassan on, I'm sure, a lot of baseball tonight. What do you got, Jake?
Me? Baseball? Are you sure? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Like me.
I think so.
Just kidding. Happy World Series Day 2. Anyway, so I love Kyle Tucker today. I love Kyle Tucker for everything. So, and I also am on the Astros money line as well. So, let me explain it. Let me break it down for you guys. Just everyone settle in real quick here. Kyle Tucker's +410 on FanDuel to hit a home run. I like that. He's +155 to get an RBI. I like that. He's +110 for 2+ bases. I like that. I like the Astros money line. The reasoning being that Max Fried, Joe mentioned it, his turnaround in the second half, largely because he started relying on his fastball more. Once he's in the second half, his fastball usage went up. Unfortunately for him, the Astros love hitting fastballs. They love hitting lefty fastballs. So Tucker this year slugging against lefty fastballs in the 600s. In the month of September against lefty fastballs, Kyle Tucker's slugging percentage was 1.111. Insane. Just absolutely insane numbers. He's slugging over 600 for the postseason as a whole. So I loved Kyle Tucker today. I like the Astros. Their entire team hits lefties well, lefty fastballs. Altuve, 476 slugging. Correa, 487. Bregman, 449. Gurriel, 504. It just all lines up for them. They love hitting fastballs. The Braves have tried to stay away from pitching fastballs all postseason. But Fried, that's how he has the success. They can't go away from it. And Snicker, he's going to have to leave him out there. Like Joe said, he went to the bullpen really early last night. So going to have to let Fried eat it if he gets knocked around a little bit. And that's it.
Do you like the over?
Hope
like
you all
us?
Enjoyed that as much as I did.
I know it's not one of your plays, but do you like the over?
I think so. It's not a play for me, but I think I would lean that way just because Urquidy, I mean, he's not that good. And then if what I think with Fried is going to happen, then yeah, I think it's going to go over. So if anything, I would go Astros over 4 team total, but I don't know if I like the total. for the game.
Yeah, Astros run line and the over is plus 330. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
What? Sorry,
Paul. It's the World Series to be like that.
Come on, you got to sweat a little bit, man. Come on.
Give us something here, Paul. This can't be a sweep. We need a World Series.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It does not look great. For the Braves, I like your guys' leans, but I will not be betting anything Astros tonight. I do like the idea of the alternate run total. So I think I'll do the over. Hey, there's Aaron. Over 9.5. Also, Freddie Freeman going against the righty. So I'll go 2+ total bases. So you can get that at -120. And one football teaser we talked about a little bit early, put it in last night. Vikings teasing them up through the 3 and 7 to 8.5 from 2.5. And the Colts obviously want to get 1.5. It touched that line earlier in the week. It came back down to 1. So going to jump on it now. But Colts up to 1. Or sorry, from 1 to 7 against the Titans. So Colts up to 7. Vikings up to 8.5 this weekend.
Yep. That's good.
I like those. Yeah, they're both good. Are you still on the Jaguars, Paul?
Yep. Put that still in? The Jaguars. Yeah. Plus 3.5. Lock it in.
Next Wednesday, Game 7 of the World Series.
Oh, man. Okay, we get to all meltdown.
Can we go to
if we do that? We have to like open it. Like we have to switch with BetMGM tonight, right? Like we have to have Paul.
Pretty much. Oh
yeah. Like, no. Electric chair base. No. No.
We get to hang out with Quinn and fine, Trista and Horvat.
Yeah. No. Yeah, Paul, you go on with those hosts.
I think that's actually a good play. Like they should bring Paul on during the game as he's sweating out the seventh inning of a tie game. That actually would be pretty.
I love that.
Why don't we do it? Hop into the studio.
But wait, what time's their show end? 11 Eastern? That's actually like the fourth inning, right? Of these games.
Yeah, right, like so last long. Time.
Yeah. Or Aaron, or we
might have like to check seconds. In and do a spaces okay. of our own. Go ahead.
Or an IG live, yeah.
All right. So I'm going NBA. Clippers. They're a transition team. They play at a quick pace. They're playing the Cavs, who are also a quick team. They're both pretty good offensively and both pretty bad defensively. So I'm taking the over 217 in this. I also looked at BetQL. So if you download the BetQL app or go to BetQL.com, you can find their 5-star bets. They've got Milwaukee Bucks. And as a 5-star bet and moneyline 5-star bet, as well as the Lakers tonight. So I'm going to do both. I haven't decided exactly what if I'm going to put him in a parlay or just wait, because LeBron didn't play last night. And so I'm going to wait and see if I do anything with the Lakers. But and then maybe I might pair it with something. But if you like the Bucks -6.5, it's -110. So that's what I'm doing.
I would just
I squeeze it all in?
Bongwater B is on the Braves in the over. So we're over here on this island. It's all right. We'll be
on
fine.
Twitch.tv/BetQL. Aaron, I hope that you can squeeze the DK Metcalf story into off the board tomorrow. I'd enjoy
Oh,
that.
Me too.
I think Paul definitely wants to hear that. All right. For those listening, next up, Jim Rohn. For those watching on Twitch, stay tuned. The Daily Tip is up next right here on the BetQL Network.